You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Gözde Kürkçekez. Gözde, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Gözde, where are you right now to begin with? You're in Istanbul, is that correct?
Actually, we moved with my husband to Cappadocia now. We start a new business here, so I'm not living in Istanbul today. And I'm happy for it.
And why? In terms of being working in Istanbul, it's not as good as where you are now?
Istanbul is so much chaotic for me right now. Like, there is an election going on and canceling, and there will be an election soon. So political things, and also it's very crowded now. And if you want to live in Istanbul, you have to work at least 12 hours in a day. And I couldn't do art for a while, like 1.5 years, because of I was working in the art management and art consultancy firm there was. So it was very stressful for me to create an art, and even I couldn't think of the possibilities and the ideas and everything, and it was hard. But right now, I'm okay.
So tell me, what are you working on now? What's happening? What are the projects or things that you're working on at the moment?
I have been thinking for a long time a project. It was in my mind, but I couldn't find any land to do it, actually, because it will be a big production. I'm thinking to create a relationship park, like a communication and everything. It will be there, like a kids park, children play garden, but for adults. I will use the same tools to create this park, like a swing and everything, but it will be different, and we will see how it's going to be. And I found the land. We bought a little land here, and we will do artist residency in every project here right now in our house. So we are thinking to build our park there.
So tell me more about that, because that's exciting. So that's something that, of course, you're going to do with your husband. You're going to collaborate on this?
Yes, it will be a collaboration, because he also put some ideas in this park. We are doing it together. So, and also his father is a constructor. We will build it together. Like, there will be swing, and let me check the name of the other thing. Peter Tutu.
So there'll be,
I think.
Say that again.
Peter Tutu.
Teeter-totter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there will be swing, double swing, but separate. There will be two swings, and you can swing by on your own, but the swings are attached to each other. So you can swing by on your own, but at the same time you have to think about the person next to you, because you will bring it back to you, like it will come with you and go with you. So you have to be gentle and care to each other. It will be an experience, actually, experience park.
And have you ever been in anything like that? I mean, I love that. I'd like to go to that park. This is essentially an interactive park, like a kid's park, only it's for adults, and it's where we can play, right? It's designed to play. Have you ever had an experience like that? Is there anything you've seen that's close to that, that you're modeling this on, or is this a new idea that you haven't really seen before?
I haven't seen before, but when I was 15 or 16, there was a park in front of the house. So I always went there after school. So I was always thinking something to change it a little bit, but only I could change the swings. Okay, I attached the swings, but it was a different material than I didn't know how it worked. So there is no experience, so much experience, only my childhood.
And so, and also it's like, why this park? I can imagine why this park. It's a place that you'd want to be in. It's a place that I'd want to be in. But was there a particular reason why you decided to embark on this project and buy the land and do this? Because this is a very ambitious, large-scale project. It's really an architectural project.
Yeah, but not for, we didn't move. Not for only this park. Like, our life is changing, and I think the world is changing. Like, we need more feelings. We have new sensations around us. So, because we are always, with my husband, we are always talking about relationships, like a child and mother, a boyfriend and a girlfriend, wife and husband. So it's very tricky relationships. You have to care, you have to think all the time these things, because we are hurting each other, we are hurting ourselves. So we would like to build this park in our house, like in front of our house. It's because we have to experience every day to communicate each other and develop our feelings, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. So this sounds powerful and great, and I'd like to visit and see it when it's done. What are the next steps? Do you have to raise money to build this? It sounds like it's an expensive project to do as well.
Yes, it is expensive, but if we do it right, like, for example, we are not still living in our house. We are building that too also. We are building many things. So, yes, it's expensive, and I think we are out of our limits. But if we open our place as an artist residency and a project house for everybody who can come and work here. So if we can earn money from that, then we will build our park. That's our plan. Just first, we have to finish our house.
Okay. And how does this relate to past work of yours? Is there past projects that you feel were close to this or pointing towards this?
With this project, you mean?
Yeah. Was there past projects that you've done that seemed to kind of hint that this is what you were going to do next, because this is the kind of work that you do? Was there one particular art, you know, project that you did that led to this work, do you think?
I think many works are help this one, because I started with autobiographic performances and videos and installations. about migration, because I always moved on and stayed with my friends and everything, and I didn't have a house actually, and still we don't have a house. We are building it, but I think every process is affecting every project that I'm creating.
And so while you're there, you're there with your husband, you're working on this together. Do you have children or no?
No, we don't have it.
Okay, so you're building your house though. The next project is you're finishing your house. Is that part of what you're doing too? That sounds also like a big construction project, or is it you're just finishing it up? Because you bought a house and land, is that correct?
No, we didn't bought a house, only land. And it's very protected area, so you cannot build any construction there. So we decided to build kind of a tiny house. And it's almost done. It's like a natural and nature-friendly house.
So you, and you're
so
building
it's not
it
like
yourself.
A big
you and your husband are building it yourself.
Yes, and his father. Mostly he is doing it, actually, because we don't understand some things. we realized that when we come here, we don't know anything. Like, we started to do farm here also, and we bought some animals like a goose, chicken, and dogs like this. Also, we are taking care of them, and we have 4 dogs. So every day we are doing something in our land. So it's very busy, actually, but it's very good to do something with my hands. It's very satisfying right now.
How is the house being built? What kind of a building is that then? Is it made out of something special or?
It's wooden. Wooden house.
And very. Like, and very small. Did you have your own? Is there other special things? Like, is it you have electricity? Is it?
Yeah, it's a tiny house, but also another 2 tiny house also we built, like a common place that we can all hang out. There is also there space, like a working area, cooking area. It's like a, how can I say, it's like a camp with tiny houses.
And so it'll be an artist residency is the idea, and this park will be part of the artist residency, and also a public project, really, right?
Yes, everyone can come and experience these feelings. We are welcome.
I like that. And so before we go, I want to ask you one more question. What are you reading at the moment? I'm always interested and ask everyone that question.
I'm reading, I don't know how to translate in English, but it's about there is many unknown things that's going on in our lives. And we have to be live with these feelings happily ever after. It's about changing ourselves and accepting ourselves. It's about this.
And who
it's
wrote
related
that?
To Pema Chodron.
Yeah, Pema Chodron is a Buddhist nun. She's quite an extraordinary person. Is that the book When Things Fall Apart?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful,
it's a
beautiful
good book.
Mm-hmm. Gozdeh, I want to thank you for talking with me today. And well,
thank you.
I'm sorry. Go on. Yeah. Well, let me do that again. Were you going to say something else?
Yes.
I was saying it's a very good book.
No.
It's a beautiful book.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just say, Gozdeh, thank you so much for talking with me today. I wish you well with your residency and park. That sounds exciting, and I hope to visit it one day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And we will be happy if you can visit us and something. And thank you for this interview.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.